This is Kelly Blewett. I'm here to discuss Stacey Horn's new book, Damnation Island, Poor, Sick, Mad, and Criminal in 19th Century New York. Like a film director, Stacey Horn begins with a scene of the late 19th century New York City at night, newly alight with electricity. The glowing street lamps were beautiful and weird. They seemed to draw citizens forward into an age of technology, an age where anything was possible. She contrasts this mystical awe with the stagnation experienced just a short boat ride away. Damnation Island, now known as Roosevelt Island, was, simply put, a total hellscape. It wasn't supposed to be so terrible, of course. Proponents imagined a pastoral landscape where troubled citizens of various types would receive rehabilitation and punishment. The city purchased the island in 1828, but from the outset, it was a site of barely contained chaos. It included an almshouse, an insane asylum, a hospital, a prison, and, like a Charles Dickens novel, a workhouse, along a narrow 2-mile strip. The buildings were instantly overcrowded. Shacks sprang up to accommodate the overflow. Heating and ventilation were non-existent, disease ran rampant, and the established budgets didn't begin to cover the actual cost of feeding and caring for the various populations of each facility. And those populations intermingled in ways that were fairly unpredictable and alarming. For example, inmates from the prison serving as assistants in the hospital and actually abusing patients in those spaces. Over the next 100 years, all kinds of mayhem and tragedy like this unfolded. Patients were wrongly admitted, and it was far too easy to get someone committed for insanity. Inmates killed each other. They often hit each other over the head with buckets that were left there for going to the restroom. Disease ran rampant, the food was inedible, and don't even ask about the bathing water. Horn's history is organized like a guidebook, a tour of the island, if you will. Each chapter features a particular institution, and those buildings are filled with the characters you might expect. Idealistic social reformers, clueless judges, abused patients, violent nurses, incompetent doctors, and powerless priests. Plus, a healthy dose of reporters sneaking onto the island undercover and writing scandaling exposés that inflamed the imaginations of the citizens of New York. Horn brings all of this material to light in stunning and novelistic detail. She relies on a seemingly endless array of archival material to paint the fullest possible picture, which, honestly, just gets more disturbing by the page. Readers will see how this bloody madcap history continues to haunt us as the boundaries between the four classes of people served by these institutions, which, again, poor, mad, sick, and criminal, are, in the public imagination, as blurry as ever. If you want to peek backwards into a nightmare of America's past from the uneasy comfort of the present, pick up Stacey Horn's Damnation Island. This review originally appeared in Book Page. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.